Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. He's Nick Coit. I'm Scott Cordishy. Why are you laughing?
Because.
You got that crap-eating grin on your face.
Turn that mic on, Scott.
Okay. All right, so I said welcome back. That was a Mark Dondera move.
Oh, seriously, right?
Dondera do that all the time?
Yeah, the producer has to turn on their mics. They zone out on that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, working with Dondero, he just jumps into the mic, man. It is like we come back from a break or something like that. He's just like into the mic. It's like, welcome back. It's Don Mark Dondero with Mark and Ketch Sports Radio 103. Like, he just, woo. You know, I love it. Love the energy.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. We're starting with AB, Antonio Brown. We got a lot of text, Nick, to get
already,
to.
Huh?
But the phone lines are full as well.
Wow.
401-737-1287, the phone number. And again, that text line is open at 37937. Let's kick it off this morning. We have Sean in Narragansett. Good morning, Sean. You're first up on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, Sean. What's happening?
Not much. And Scott, glad to see you're back, or glad to hear you're back from the full-time gig. I haven't called in since you left for that. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been a while since the days of the score.
Yeah. So
like the days of yore.
I wanted to call about AB because I was kind of disgusted with Patriots fans, how everybody knew that this guy was a scumbag a month prior. Everybody was talking about what a scumbag this guy was when he was a Raider. And then he puts on the Patriot uniform, and all of a sudden, everybody defends him, and they automatically start attacking this poor woman about it being a money grab when nobody knew anything about it. There were people calling in that said, I've never seen anything, I've never read anything about this, but I believe Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's...
Well, here's my thought, okay? When he was with the Raiders,
yeah,
I thought he was a jackass. I didn't realize he was a scumbag, as
right.
You put it, right? I thought he
That's
was a jackass for the way he handled himself in Oakland with the feet, with the helmet, his dealings with the general manager and the head coach.
Man.
I thought he was a real jackass.
He was a clown.
He was a clown. But I didn't realize... this other stuff, these other allegations. Now, let me just say this in defense of some Patriot fans, okay, myself included. When the first allegation came out, okay, not that I didn't take it seriously, I did, but as you know, in this country, we are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. So that one allegation, it was a he said, she said, he's proclaiming his innocence. She has a civil suit against him, not criminal, but a civil suit. So I was of the mindset, okay, I think you do need to let this thing play itself out if you're the Patriots in the NFL before you come to any decision. And then all of a sudden, all these other allegations start to pile on, and you're like, okay, where there's smoke, there's probably fire here. And now we're getting maybe a better picture of what kind of human being this guy is.
Sure.
And it just became way too much.
I don't have a problem with people wanting to wait and see. My issue was the immediate declarations of his innocence and what a trash person she was, and it was just a money grab and how horrible she was. That really upset me because any domestic assault or rape or any kind of allegation like that, you really need to take seriously whether or not the guy's guilty or not, give him his day in court. I completely agree. But you don't just immediately dismiss it because, as we know, most assault victims don't come forward right away for whatever reason.
Sure.
Whether it's love for the person, whether it's fear, it takes them a while to finally come to grips with it and come forward. And everybody's using that as an excuse. Well, it happened 2 years ago or whatever the case may be. So it's obviously a money grab when everybody knows statistically that most of the time it takes a while for those things to come out.
Sean, I agree with you with the fact that just the way that some Patriots fans just lined up right behind him and say, well, he's a Patriot now, so we're going to defend him. He's in the Fort Foxborough. He's, you know, and even yesterday, too, and this was something I was going to bring up, Sean, some Patriots fans, and I was getting some of this on Twitter, and our friend Mark Daniels from the Providence Journal was going back and forth with some people about, people were saying that there were some Patriots fans that truly believed that it was the media that dug all this up, and it was the media's fault that he got cut. And
well,
I'm like,
I heard a lot of people pointing the finger of blame at Sports Illustrated. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so if Sports Illustrated didn't get it, do you think it was just going to sit there and it is not going to happen? Like, do you think all this stuff wasn't going to come up? Really? Really? Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, come
take all the onus off the person that committed the act, whether he did or not.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like, he did this to himself. Thank you, Sean.
All right, Sean, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Dan's in Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're next on Cordishi and Coit on WEEI.
The real question is, does he get a ring when they win?
You know what? We had a texter ask that very question.
Oh, boy.
We had a texter that said, does AB get a ring if the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year? My answer to that would be, I would think not.
There's dudes who've been done less that probably still got one, but who knows? I guess they have to win first. Hey, I am still defending AB in that first case. That was a money grab. It still is a money grab and always will be a money grab. I don't think there is any doubt about it. If they've been in negotiation for a couple months and she's always been about money, it's about the money. If I don't care about going to police, I mean, if something really happened, I mean, just look at the back. I hate talking about this.
No,
this is what I want to call. The woman just got married on Saturday, and then, you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, come on. I can't take it. I understand what the last caller was just saying, and I agree with him to a certain extent, but I think it was a Derrick Rose that went through this too. He got falsely accused, and it was, you know.
Dan, I see where you're coming from, because we talked about this last week, and we were at the time we were sort of taking this like, okay, let's see where this goes. At the time we weren't jumping ship off of the AB, you know, train here, because we wanted to see what this was. But the problem with this guy is this ain't gonna be it, and this ain't gonna end, and that's why I think. And once those text, and once he did it under the Patriots umbrella yesterday, and once he did it with the text, and they found out about it, then he said, "Okay, see you later."
Klemko was on the other station in the morning yesterday.
Yeah,
they interviewed him.
Yep,
and he said there's more to come. Anyways,
yeah,
top of what's already out there, so he couldn't talk about it. But you know what? It was going to blow up eventually. I said the same thing last week. I wasn't worried about this first case. It was either he was going to do something stupid, which he did, or something else was going to happen.
Yep.
And you know what? As far as the media bringing this stuff up, in some ways it was right, because Sports Illustrated sought her out.
Sure.
And I think there was a Patriots bias, too. I think there's a lot of people that wanted to see this blow up. There's nobody that's like feeling sorry for the Patriots right now.
No, I just had a problem, Dan, with the fact that people like Mark Daniels and people who cover the team, people are going after them like we're covering, you know, I don't want to go into the politics of things here.
Yeah, I know.
Like we're covering Trump in the White House. Like we're making things up. Honestly, that's what it felt like. And it's like, no.
Fake news.
Do you think, well, some people were like, somebody said to Mark Daniels on Twitter, I think it was Mark. They said, well, you guys are only writing about this for the clicks. You think that football writers and sports reporters want to write about sexual assault and rape? Seriously? Go look at yourself in the mirror. That one really got under my skin. Because I'm like, get out of here with that. I want to talk about football. I'm a sports guy. I don't want to talk about that stuff. It sucks talking about that.
No,
I hate that.
When Sports Illustrated becomes the New York Times or the Boston Globe, you know what I mean? They're doing investigative.
Nobody wants to do that.
That's part of what football is now in sports, you know? It comes with the territory.
Which I understand, but it's like when people are coming after you and saying you're doing it for the clicks, stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
But, watching the Patriots last week was, you know, you feel kind of dirty. You know what I mean?
You nailed it.
And I'm like sitting there like saying, all right, my problem with last week was the show was great to watch. I mean, once you see it, but I'm a huge Josh Gordon guy, and he got like two looks last week, I think it was, maybe three looks. And I'm saying to myself, you know, he's not going to blow up. I mean, if that happens to Antonio Brown one week, he's going to go off eventually. You know what I mean? Because he's not getting his number, he's not getting his looks. And I'm sitting there saying, I just want this guy. I wanted him gone after the game last weekend. And part of me was hoping this eventually was going to happen. Because after the Steelers game, I had zero doubt that this team was solid enough to win it as it was. And sure, after the initial rush of him, oh, wow, we're going to get Antonio Brown. You know what I mean? That feeling of just like saying, I would hate the Patriots. They would be a very hard team to root for this year with him on the team all year.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I know. Yeah, you're right.
I was beginning to not to really want to watch. The 2007 season, you know, when they were beating everybody 60-0, the goal was to run it up. I get that same feeling now, and I'm sure I kind of want that. I like the feeling of it. I like the chase of it. But under the circumstances with this guy, I was just not feeling good about it. You know, it just didn't feel right. And like the state of the league right now, that's what I was just going to talk about real quick. Actual football. Look at the number of quarterbacks that have gone down. Obviously, Brees and Roethlisberger. There was some station that showed like eight quarterbacks that are starting this week, and it's laughable how bad the state of football is right now. When you think about the games have sucked so far this year for the most part. You got two teams that are three touchdown favorites, and you know, these games haven't really been fun to watch. Every one of them has really been a stinker.
There's been a lot of bad games.
Yep.
It's going to be 85 degrees tomorrow. I don't care if I don't watch a Patriots game because I know they're going to beat the crap out of them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just it's at the point where Mark Cuban was right to a certain extent where the NFL right now is they're talking about, can you imagine with the state of play right now, they're talking about adding another playoff team or two more games with this quality of football.
No, you can't do it.
You can't do that.
No, I don't want it. No, every playoff game that we have gotten on Channel 6, we get a wild card game that we simulcast with ESPN every year, and it's always a bad game. Like, the first time they did it, we got Savage with the Texans, and then the third stringer that was in for Carr and whoever the McGloin.
Hoyer was in there.
No, it was McGloin and Savage. McGloin. It was like that was the playoff game we got on Channel 6. Yep. I was like, I don't know what the ratings are. I don't know what they ended up being, but they couldn't have been good.
Yeah.
Like
all I wish forward is what you said, Scott. Please stay off the doobie, Josh Gordon, and we'll be fine. That's it. Have a good day, guys.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Seriously. I mean, right. So we had a texter ask the question. Have they filled AB's roster spot? I don't know if they have yet.
No, they haven't, like, filled it.
But
you know?
The texter wanted to know, could you please list the active wide receivers? So they are Julian Edelman, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Jacoby Myers, Gunnar Oslewski, whatever it is. And then Matt Slater. And then N'Keal Harry's on IR, but he could come back this season at some point.
Yeah, I think that was the plan. Yeah. I think that was a plan originally was to put him on IR. He could be back like week 10, I believe, week 9, week 10, something like that. And that's a good thing to look forward to.
You take Gordon away from that, and it's a little pedestrian.
Don't forget that they also they picked up Cam Meredith, the kid that was playing with the Bears and the Saints, and they put him on PUP. So they could bring him back or bring him in at some point, too. So they're going to bring guys in. You're not going to get the elite talent that you got with Antonio Brown, but you're also – you just took your ibuprofen and your headache is starting to get relieved, if you will.
All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number. If you'd like to join us, we do have an open phone line available right now. The text line is 37937. It's Cordishy and Coit on WEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.